Bezer Shem is Bochi begin in Perek Esrim, the 20th chapter in the Ramah, Hilchos Ma'abo Leib, and the laws of the land, the bar, and the Sefer Mishpat, and the Book of Judgments. We continue the theme of the previous parakim regarding that of collections, specifically regarding the preference and the division when there are more than one creditors. As Zohar begins halacha off regarding precedence, preference between the creditors. So Mishli Yesh Leichaybis Harbe, someone had many debts. So Kosha Kadm Chaybe, whoever's debt is prior, Goyber Tchilin collects first. Whether it's from the borrower himself, whether it's from those who had bought from the debtor. Now, if let's say a later creditor collected first, we take it away from him. Because whoever's debt is earlier, he has the rights. Now, when do we say this? We're talking about regarding properties that were there at the time when the loan was made. But regarding properties that were acquired after he had borrowed from many different creditors, then even though he had written to each and every one of them, whatever I'm going to end up buying is indebted to you. So you might think to say, okay, so that being indebted started earlier for the earlier creditor. No, there's no halacha of preference there. They're all equal. In other words, they're going to divide it because the lien takes effect on the property when he buys it. And at that point, he already has those creditors, and therefore they're all equal in that shibut. And b'chol shekod megav zacha. At the same time, although it has a halacha of dividing, whoever goes and collects it first, he gets the rights. Af b'sho achrin, even if he's later, again, because ultimately they were both equal at the time that it was bought. Halacha base. Lava, if someone borrows, b'chol sabla, and he writes that shani asid liknos mishubalach. Whatever I'm going to even end up buying is also has you have a lien on. The achkach kana sada, and then subsequently he buys a field luchas of love ma'achar, and then he goes and he borrows from someone else. Hari asada mishubalarishin. So the field is already has a lien to the first one, because even though it's after that he had lent them the money, but when he buys it, the shiba takes effect, and he only borrowed from the second person afterwards. So therefore, who kaidim ligvus, he's the prior to collect. Even if there was 100 of them, there's not going to be, however, halacha of preference when it comes to movable items of the borrower, of the debtor. Rather, whoever comes first and collects from them, he gets the rights, even if he's a later creditor. Now, kidim echad mishar adam. Let's say one of the other ones went first, the toughest min matatlan shalzeh, and he grabs the movable items of this person. So a random person, not one of his creditors, he goes and he grabs one movable items of the debtor so that his friend could merit, could get the rights for as a creditor. Loizacha, that creditor has not gotten the rights to it. The reason for this is shekala toivis l'achayv, whoever grabs for a creditor, b'mokim shesh l'achayv l'achayv, where it's going to be a liability for someone else who's also a creditor, who's going to lose out now. Loikana, the person he's picking it up for has not acquired it. Aval ein l'achayv l'achayv, but let's say there's no debt, so there's no loss to anyone else, because let's say there's no other creditors. Kanalai, then the one who's grabbing it for his friend, for the one sole creditor, has acquired it to him. So let's say the bar himself says to him, merit in this object for that person, for the creditor. Zachalai, then he has merited for him. And therefore one of the other creditors could now go and collect from these movable items, which were already merited for someone else by this agent. Halacha Gimel continues regarding division between creditors. So shtaris, when there's documents, shazman kulam yamechad, that all their dates are the same day. Oy shachas, or even the same hour, but mokam shkaisim shoyis, in a place where they write hours. So then kosher kod mehem begabas, whoever goes first and collects from it. So being karkim metal, whether it's properties or mobile items, he has the rights to it because no one has any precedence in their dating. Halacha dalad, bo kulam yach ligvus. Let's say all of them come together as one to collect. For example, let's say all their dates were the same. And b'chim balachayvus, so too creditors. Shukolach mehem koyim l'zman chaveri. Where each and one, every one of them, let's say the dates are one before the other. But shabo ligvus melatalim, but they're coming to collect movable items. Where, again, shari in behem din kedima, like we explained before, there is no halacha either of kedima. Or shabo ligvus mekarko. Let's say they come to collect from property, from real estate. Shakan ha'loiv la'achar shalav na'achar shabem. That the buyer, that the borrower had bought after the last person that he borrowed from, which Ve'im ben Achasim, so, and again, like we said there also, that there's no halacha of kedima because they were all around by the time he bought it. So in any one of these cases, which essentially there's no halacha of gedima. Now, the case is, ve'im banachasim kedei she'igba kalech be'mischaiva. Now, in the properties that he does have, that they're coming to collect from, is not enough for everyone's debt to be paid up. So the halacha is mechalka b'neim. So they have to split it amongst themselves. Now, ketzachalken, how do they split it up? So im kashiyas chalak hamam and hanim tzalman yanim. So if, when you're going to split up the monies, which are found according to their numbers, yagila pocha shabem, you're going to get for the lowest of them all. Kashir chayvay oy pachas, the amount of his debt, or less. So chalkam fi minyanim b'shabbat. And then you'll divide according to their numbers equally. But vim yagila pocha shabem, whatever you're going to get to the lowest of them, yoyisrael chayv, it's going to come out more than his debt. Chalkam mekala mamim b'neim. So you divide amongst the money from all of them. Kedeshigila pocha shabem kashir chayv, that it's going to get first to the lowest of them according to the amount of his debt. And you have more than that. If you have his amount or less, so you'll divide according to how much each one will get proportionally. But if there's more than that, so obviously not going to divide it equally, because then he's going to get more than what he's owed. Rather, you divide it according to what he's going to get, to what he has to. And then the subsequent creditors who are remaining, who are owed more, they're going to go back, and they're going to also divide in this way whatever is remaining. As the Rambam illustrates these two halachas, ketzad, how so? So let's say there was three debts. Shalzemona, one was owed 100 dinar, shalzemona, someone was owed 200 dinar, shalzemona, one was owed 300 dinar. Now, let's say whatever was that the assets he had was only 300. So, neitlin meyameh, each one of them takes 100 apiece, because we have to make sure that if the lowest gets his amount or less, meaning not getting more, which if you're dividing equally 100, 100, 100, so each one has equal rights. So even though he's owed 300, he's owed 200, 100, but we can divide it equally according to their numbers, because he's not getting more if we divide it equally, as long as it's up to the minimum, up to the maximum of the one that has the lowest amount. So each one's going to get 100. Same thing would apply, let's say the assets are actually less than 300. So chalkim shabbat, they can divide equally. Again, if it's the amount of the lowest one or less, each one gets equal. Let's say you find them more than 300. So obviously not going to divide it equally, because then the lowest one is only owed 100, is going to get more than 100. So rather what you do is like this. Chalkim shleish meis b'shabbat. First you divide, so let's say there's whatever the number is, 500. You first can take 300 of it and divide it equally. Then we stalk balameya. So we have removed now the one who was owed 100, he got his share. Ushar ha-mamun, whatever money is remaining, chulkin oisei ha-shnayim al-eisadech. The remaining two divide it in that same way. Ketzer ha-so. So the Rambam illustrates. Nimtzu sham chamish meis ha-pachas. Let's say there's 500 or less. So chulkin shleish meis b'shabbat. First take 300 out of that 500, and you divide it equally. Yisalka echad. So creditor number one has been released. He got his 100. B'chazim ha-chulkin ha-masayim ha-pachas. Then you divide the 200 or whatever less number that is. You divide it b'shabbat equally. Now, number two is removed because he was owed 200. And let's say there was 500. So there was 200 remaining. So he got 100 now and he's done. And obviously, if it was less, it would be the same thing also, because there's not more than that. Now, let's say it was 600 in the assets. So the way you do it is like this. So first you divide 300 equally. The one who was 100, he's gone. Then you divide, not the remaining 300, you divide 200 of that remaining 300. Between those two equally, the 200 person already got 100 from the 300, now you got 100 from the 200, and he's gone. Then you take the remaining 100, and you give the balash shlesh meis to the one that's owed 300. Then to be other shlesh meis, but comes to that he has only 300, which the word only wouldn't be so precise, because that's exactly how much he's owed. Maybe it's alluding to a case where it would be even more, if he was owed more than 300, still he would only get the remaining 100. So he would end up with 300, even though let's say he was owed 350. But vaderchzu chulkin, and this is the way you divide afel hemei, even if there are 100, kishivoyu ligvitz ke'echas, if you come to collect all at one time, that's how they divide it. You divide it equally up until the amount of that person, then he's gone, then you divide whatever's more than that, again, always being equal rights that they have, even though he's owed more. Now, v'yeshmina go'in m'shahidu shechulkin l'fim ha'mayim, however, there are certain go'in that have ruled that they divide according to their money. Meaning, if let's say all the debts come out to be 1,000, and the bar has only assets worth 500, then everyone's going to receive half of his debt. It's in a different calculation, but the Rambam does not hold that type of a division. Halacha, hey, what happens if the date is not explicit? So, because we said the date tells us who comes first. Let's say Reuven b'Shimon. L'chol echad mishneim, every one of them Shtorchei Balevi has a debt of a document of a debt that's on Levi. Now Reuven shtar b'chamisha b'nisan. Reuven's document says that the loan was from the fifth of Nisan. B'Shimon shtar b'nisan stam. Shimon's document just says Nisan, doesn't say what date, what day of the month. Now, Levi has a field, but it wouldn't be enough to pay up the debt of both of them. So we bring down Reuven to collect from him, because you don't know when in Nisan. It might have been at the end of Nisan, and he might be after Reuven. So since he can't prove it, Reuven gets to go first. Now the problem is, Shimon can't even collect from documents from people who bought even after Nisan, from Iyar and onwards. Why? Surely, because a subsequent buyer will tell him, even though it's for sure after Nisan that the guy had bought, which was after Levi, after his document, after Shimon's document. No, because Lekech could tell him, Shimon be'echad b'Nisan, who's a man of Shal Shtarcho. Maybe, we don't know, and you have the lower hand each way. Maybe when it says in your document Nisan, it was actually the first of Nisan. So now there's available field by Reuben that you should go collect, because Reuben's was only on the fifth of Nisan. Yours was earlier than his. You should be getting what he took. And v'yavei Reuben, let Reuben come, shehu achas manchel, where he's after your date, if he's the fifth and you're the first. V'hu sheshalit lefnim, and then he's the one that should be collecting from me, but not you. So, therefore he's like stuck. He can't collect earlier, he can't collect later, because his document doesn't say. Now, lefika however, therefore, m'kasvar ashoa zelazah. If Reuben and Shimon both give a permission of collection to each other, a power of attorney, to collect, then they could collect from those who bought from Iyar and onwards, either way you look at it, because he's like, okay, you know, if I'm collecting, if I'm the later one, I'm collecting for myself. If he's the later one, then he let me collect for him. So either way, you have to let me collect from you if you're from the later, from Iyar and onwards. And who had the Reuven and Shimon, same thing would be if you have Reuven and Shimon, Shemochlem Levi, that Levi sold him Soda Achas b'shnei shtaris, one field and two different documents. And who's the one who gets it? So shtaris shal zeb, chamish b'nisan. One document was the fifth of Nisan. Shtar Zab Nisan Stam, one was unspecified. Again, we'd have the same halachic ramifications about who has precedence and who do you collect from. Again, based on, you know, the early one, the one who's clear would get it. But then regarding the other one, if he has Harsha, we'd be able to cover his assets that way. If he has Harsha, because if not, anyone could tell him, well, maybe earlier, maybe later, and he would be stuck in this situation. But again, if he has Harsha, he'd be able to come in collaboration with the other one to get compensated.